This is Emory University's Sound Science, conversations on transforming health and healing. Coming up on Emory University's Sound Science, Dr. Charles Staley, Chief of Surgical Oncology at Emory University School of Medicine, talks about his research and clinical specialty, rare cancers. I'm Robin Tricolis for Emory University's Sound Science. Although Staley treats many types of rare cancers, such as esophageal, stomach, and liver cancer, his research now focuses on breast and pancreatic cancer.
We see, say, a couple hundred pancreatic cancers. There may be only 600 in the whole state of Georgia, but we may see half of them. And even though it's rare, we see a lot of it. It's kind of a misnomer. If one of our residents comes up here and goes through our clinics for a couple of weeks, they would think that pancreatic cancer is one of the most common cancers around. It's just that we're a large referral center.
In the laboratory, Staley and his colleagues are now exploring the use of nanotechnology, specifically nanoparticles, to treat and diagnose both breast and pancreatic cancer.
Pancreas tumors are very difficult to image because they don't show up very well on CT scans and MRI. If you can get these nanoparticles to be taken up by the tumor and then put something on the nanoparticles so that you can image them, whether it's fluorescence or something that a scan would be pick up, then you can image the tumor better. Once we're able to do that, then you say, well, all right, now can we put either radiation or can we put chemotherapy into these particles to get them into the tumors easier? Because part of what the problem is in pancreatic tumors develop a cocoon around themselves. And so that's why they're so hard to treat. You can't get the treatment into the tumor. So we come up with these nanoparticles that can get into the tumors easier than, say, just through the bloodstream like chemo does.
Staley's previous research involved intra-arterial chemotherapy, treatment that allows drugs to be injected into an artery that flows directly into the liver.
So the benefit is that you can give higher concentration of drugs. It does require an operation to put it into the artery. The response rates are a lot better. So about 60 to 70% of the tumors will shrink with the intra-arterial chemo. But the problem is that no one's been able to show that there's a survival advantage to the intra-arterial treatment. And the problem is that basically there aren't pure trials that can be done.
That's because if a patient fails intra-arterial, he or she is offered traditional chemotherapy. Thus, researchers can't be sure which method of treatment is more effective. However, Staley says he has seen the quality and effectiveness of chemotherapeutic drugs, no matter how they're given, markedly improve over the years.
For colon cancer that spread to the liver, 10 years ago all we had was 5-FU and a drug called leucovorin, and that had about a 10% chance of working. And people were living maybe 4 to 6 months, so it wasn't very good. But if you look at the current drugs for colon cancer, the median survival with metastatic disease is 22 months as opposed to 6 months. So all these new drugs have come on board that are effective.
Staley says the same is true for new drugs to treat breast cancer.
Breast cancer is going the same way that colon cancer is. You know, with all these new good systemic drugs, Taxol, Herceptin, people, even with metastatic disease, are living, you know, a long time.
Staley has also explored radiofrequency ablation of liver tumors, a treatment that is now used in bone, lung, kidney, and breast cancer. RFA, as it's known, is a method of destroying tumors using microwave heat without subjecting especially sick patients to surgery.
In primary liver cancer, 80% will have underlying liver disease, hepatitis, cirrhosis, and stuff. So many of those people we can't operate on. But this radiofrequency ablation is basically a small needle that you can insert under local anesthetic and put the needle right in the middle of the tumor. And then you hook that up to a microwave energy source and basically fry the tumor.
However, increasingly detailed analysis of tissues, such as tumors, and databases on specific diseases has contributed to improved patient outcomes, says Staley.
The great thing about the databases is we learn a tremendous amount. We start looking at all molecules and genes that get turned on or off in everyone's tumors. We hope to someday be able to say, well, because you have this genetic profile in your tumor, this combination of drugs would be the best to use.
I'm Robin Tricolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science.